Hey, boomity boomity boom 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 guns. Good people do good things. Hey, they do. Bad people always do bad things. I mean, let's swing over here to Italy. It's been overrun with invaders, and an Italian citizen, if you fight back, it's against the law. You become a criminal, okay? In your own home, somebody breaks into your home and you fight him with a bat or your hands even, you could be criminalized. In fact, not could be, you will be. Even the police are discouraged from defending themselves or using force of any kind. It's come to this. I mean, wow, sounds like a lot of other commie places, but I gotta say, look at California. A good thing happened there with guns. The CRPA, California Rifle and Pistol Association, they're the reason, the main reason that this happened. Permits in California, I have one, concealed permit. It's a 2-year permit. And it's not easy. You gotta take 8 hours of this and you gotta go shoot, and I mean, it's cumbersome. Anyway, it's now been changed to 3 years. Now, 3 years, not a big deal. It kind of is. And you don't have to pay for it. It's 3 years now instead of two, having to pay for it. Twin Falls, Idaho, a crazy person, open fire. He just walked in, boomity boom boom, in an in and out burger shop. He killed 3 people and he wounded 7. I think 1 or 2 of those 7 probably won't make it, but he got a shock, this guy, a big surprise. 2 people, they had guns. They had permits. They were legally entitled to carry a gun, and they started to shoot back. He didn't expect to be shot back at so quickly. He retreated outside, and of course, the police came, and he did take his own life because any second his life was leaving anyway. So what's the takeaway from that? Everyone is praising these 2 people, saying, you've saved so many lives. You can't calculate it. You can't put a number on it, but probably 20 or 30. This guy, the bad guy, was heavily armed. So you know what? If you don't like guns, don't buy one. But the good people who pass the tests and all the cha-cha, hey, they can protect you and all the people around you. Now, you have the national co-chair. Lots of topics. Keeping up here, okay? Lots of topics. National co-chair for the Democratic Socialists of America. Proudly confirmed their policy ideas, including abolishing the Senate, eliminate prisons, get rid of national borders, of course, and replace the presidency and the Supreme Court, abolish ICE, grant amnesty to people living in the country illegally and give them a bonus, defund the Pentagon, and shifting large corporations' ownership of to other people, to public ownership. These commies need to just pray a lot, because everything that they want, a perfect world, if you pray enough, maybe you'll go to heaven, because that's the only place you're going to find it. You ain't going to find it here, and you need to defend yourself as best you can, and 85% of all Americans, they don't approve of those ideas. In fact, they disapprove a lot, 85%. And yet you got a small percentage of wackos walking around making that kind of noise. Too bad they get in the press. But maybe it's good to know they're out there. I always knew they were out there, but they didn't have a voice. Now we get to listen to them all the time. And they're also obsessed with abortion. They're just totally obsessed with abortion. Where were their mothers when we needed them? Oh, okay, now I got, when the remote dies, your remote dies, and you're tempted to, you know, you have to put new batteries in, you're tempted to take the old batteries, put them in the garbage, that's against the law. There's an environmental law pretty much wherever you live. You be careful, some communist will come in and click, click, hey, y'all come back.